This call is being recorded.
Yep, thanks. Okay, so the first topic of our today's agenda, advanced API examples and plan future actions. I think it was you, Tomasz, that you've added it.
So what I wanted to discuss is, I think this is quite self-explanatory. Give me a second. So what I would like to plan is now what we do next, because we merged the first PR, so we have an entry point, and that's fine. So I propose, would you mind scribing while I'm talking, because I cannot do this at the same time. So I propose that we maybe with every pull request, I mentioned that in the comments, that we also have maintained some kind of maybe if it's just a single markdown document for starters, with kind of requirements, right? So now we added the entry point, so we should maybe document this somehow, so that when we go and implement actual APIs using libraries, and anyone else wants to do that, they know exactly what we expect of them.
Yeah, I like the idea, I had something like this in mind actually myself, but didn't start it yet because there's not so much yet, but would introduce it with next changes when some more happens here. We could describe how the API is designed and why. And the next thing to add, in my opinion, would be to have some sort of collection, movie collection, and supported operations to create and retrieve movies.
Because it feels somehow redundant regarding our cookbook.
Yeah, this goes hand in hand with the cookbook. Actually put those into the cookbook.
Yeah, but I feel I find it quite strange to have similar topics described and documented in both cookbook and API examples docs. Don't you feel it's redundant? I think we should stick with cookbooks in this matter. I don't see any issues with cookbook having any relations links to the API examples repo, but I think it feels strange to have similar things described in two places.
Yeah, we could refer to the API examples in the cookbook and use the example code from API examples as an example of the cookbook and describe it.
Yes, I feel this fits better, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense. So if we keep the cookbook as descriptions and the API as the actual code that is described there, that sure, let's not duplicate that.
Yeah, okay,
cool.
There's one thing I'm wondering when I was thinking on about how to proceed here, because there are several variations how I could describe movie collection from here on. One thing, as I did in my example application, would be to just link from the entry point to via Hydra collection to the collection resource. This way we don't have to introduce a custom property with a custom URL that could not be commonly understood. But we don't have a way to describe which operations are supported this way. Because we don't have a property to put it on. We can't put it onto a Hydra collection because it would be too general. So if you go this way, we would have to mint a custom class with a custom URL, like movie collection class, that is a subclass of Hydra collection. We could put supported operation onto that. But then again, we have the problem we can't identify it easily as a Hydra collection.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have to do it the way I did it in my example application.
Tomasz, are you scribing?
Enough.
Okay.
The way I did it, it was just use only Hydra identifiers, like Hydra collection and the class Hydra collection, and do the operation inline and don't put it to the API documentation. So there are several ways to achieve how to describe a collection and operations that are supported on the collection, but I'm not sure what's the best one, or do we even have to prefer one of those, or which one do we want to describe, or do we want to describe all of them?
So here's the thing. Hold on. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is precisely what we want these APIs to be. We want them to present different ways to achieve different goals. And what you're saying, I probably wouldn't be going into inline operations. So if possible,
I think that Argelo's issue is that there is no straightforward and convenient way of broadcasting supported operations on an abstract collections from API documentation level. Am I correct?
Yeah, I need some custom property or custom class where I can put the supported operation.
Yeah, I think this is somehow related to one of the pull requests on the specifications that touches this issue. I think it may be related to this pull request 187, detailed specification for expect return and strongly typed collections. Probably somewhere in between there is something related to
which number again is it?
Operations. Again?
Which issue is that again?
Pull request 186. Just a quick hint.
That's fine. Listen. Let me see. So I think that we should precisely have these discussions more maybe on the API repo, but on the API repo, focus on
the cookbook repo. But this is the issue Angelo has. He does not know how to proceed with what he wants to achieve, and I think we agreed that we shall start the discussion with an example of what needs to be done on the code book with possible solutions described, maybe. So we can pick up discussion, decide what to do, make it formal in the specification, and close the issue. I think
this is only if it's a specification issue. I don't know if it's a specification issue. I think we could do it without changing the specification. Indeed, we have three different ways to describe it. But
yeah, that's why we should start with a cookbook.
But what should I put on the cookbook then?
Okay, a story. I want to achieve something. I see possible solutions like this, or that. Maybe if we will add something to the specification, maybe it will make it easier. I don't know. Just start the storytelling.
Okay.
I think this first should go as an issue to the API, so that draft what we want from the API, so that we can actually see the result immediately, not just snippets, but actual API that we can serve. And then we can do the cookbook when we know when we are satisfied with the end result.
But do we know?
We want to precisely hold on. This will be the hands-on experience, right?
It is.
Otherwise, it's just snippets, and then we will have snippets which have no ground in reality, neither in the spec nor in the examples. And this is kind of what happened to the cookbook.
Yeah, but hold on. I remember when I write some pull request that you complained about lack of context of a piece of description, and you want now to start a discussion with raw API payloads.
But we are not talking about the spec change. I see the cookbook first approach is only relevant for spec changes, so we don't change the spec without having examples in the cookbook. But now we are just talking about putting something into the example API. Nothing new that's not in the spec, just things that are already in the spec.
I know. But how a raw JSON payload can help me understand the context or what needs to be achieved? Especially when this JSON payload will probably give one of the possible solutions.
Yeah, the question is, what do we want to show in the example API? Do we want to pick one of the possible solutions, or do we want to describe all of them, or do we want to provide several implementations of the API using different approaches?
I think the last. Yeah, okay. we should present everything that that Hydra can do.
Okay, so we can just.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree that with Tomasz, we shall provide all reasonable solutions. So, for instance, this example of you with creating a subclass of a collection, while doable, I think, honestly, I wouldn't recommend this approach from the implementation point of view.
So what would you recommend?
I don't know. I don't want to be an oracle here. The issue is that I already have some experience with implementing a client, and going with all the possible paths that RDF gives with type entailing, reasoning, et cetera, is a nightmare. So figuring out that something is a subclass of a Hydra collection is not a pretty straightforward thing.
Exactly. That is exactly why I, for example, wouldn't recommend it either. And I did not use subclass of Hydra collection because I wanted to keep my client simple. And I don't want to look at is it a subclass or not and do an inference or something. So,
we can have multiple types. You're not just limited to subclassing.
This would be another approach to have multiple types. Yeah, to have Hydra collection itself in addition to example API movie collection. That would be another approach. Perhaps we could recommend this one.
And this is very flexible. You can have fine-grained types with a smaller set of operations, and you can mix match them in real life based on
permissions. As you can see, you've provided already two or maybe three possible solutions to an issue, and without a word of description, it means nothing. We've already discussed some of the details, implementation details of these three approaches. So I don't think a raw JSON LD payload makes any...
No, we have to describe it in the cookbook edition, of course, yeah.
Okay, so I think we shall go simultaneously with API examples improvements and cookbook improvements, and then we can achieve something in the end.
Okay, so I would now go the way to use to link from entry point to collection via Hydra collection, but use in addition to the Hydra collection class a custom movie collection class, which then links to the supported operation for that specific collection. Are you with me with this approach?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so I would prepare a pull request as well as on the API example, as well as the cookbook describing it.
Mm-hmm. Feels great. Sounds great.
Okay, nice.
Cool. And from my side, I won't hesitate to experiment with those possible solutions in the reference client and the probably Hydra console prototype.
Nice. Yeah, regarding the example API, one thing that troubled me creating this one, or at least testing this one, is I don't have a reference client to see if what I did is actually useful, because it's not enough yet to put it in some Hydra console. I tried Thomas' tool, the generic hypermedia app, which seems to have a bug. I opened the issue. Thomas, you remember?
Remember.
I'm not sure. I don't know if you had time to work on that already.
You know what? Pull requests are welcome, but I won't tackle this and another one this week. So this is. Hold on, just give me a second to type this down.
I hope, Angelo, these issues of yours will be resolved quite soon, because these are actually next two topics in today's agenda.
For the clients, what the hell is with this? As for the client in general, this should also go hand in hand. So we should every time iterate with the cookbook, and then API, static API, and then actual API, which I would want to start using either Hydrobox.
Mm.
And a C# backend that I have also been maintaining.
Okay.
And exercise them with real application code. Otherwise, we will not be complete.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it would be great to have server libraries as well as functioning clients. Otherwise, it doesn't have the effect. But I have issues with every client for now, with the Hydra Movies app. So the generic hypermedia app says just loading and does nothing. And I didn't try your tool. Let me just check it. Where is it? was in somewhere. Yeah, new Hydra console. Let me see.
Load. Yeah, this is completely on a strange URL. It's my private space, but what?
Okay. Ah, it's a bit better. It lists a movie as supported class already. That's nice. So I see at least some of them here. Great. Yeah. Cool.
I think it should also display the resource details. I think some orders. I remember some orders and something else.
So yeah, it's definitely good to see some result, not just providing an API with some JSON-LD and hope that it's useful. So okay. Yeah, and of course the old Hydra console didn't work at all.
You mean the Marcus one?
Yeah.
I think we can forget about that one.
Yeah,
the old one is quite a cranky one. So
Yeah. Marcus console loads the entry point actually, and shows the data of the entry point, but doesn't load the documentation for some reason.
Okay.
Maybe the same issue that might have.
For you people implementing clients, what's really helpful and what I missed in Marcus console, for example, is when the client shows useful error messages, because otherwise you don't have any clue what's going on and why it's not working as expected.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, on this prototype I've created, there is no single error handling there, so.
I guess error handling is or belongs to the most important part of such development, because if you think a bit further, if people want to create Hydra APIs, they will make mistakes, they will make incompliant APIs, and if they don't get a hint what they did wrong, they will not use Hydra.
Mm-hmm.
They will just move on.
Yeah. Okay. It's still quite very early prototype of this.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't blame anybody. I know it's very hard and very much work, and I just wanted to say that again, that error handling is a key to adoption. Yep.
Which brings me to one idea that I've been thinking about. Is to have a tool completely separate from the clients. So maybe something on top of either just some endpoint, maybe a Node.js app, and then we can also run in the browser.
Yeah.
Which just maybe crawls an API. You give it an entry point, or maybe you give it the... maybe you can give it any resource, or maybe you can give it the API documentation, and it does some. We could start with some naive checks, like is there an entry point? Is the link? Is there a link to the documentation? That's that sort of thing we could figure out.
A verification tool.
Yes, example. It would start very simple, but then you can quickly see if your API is useful for
I think
client.
We've already raised some of ideas of toolings that would need to be created, but there are only three of us for now, so I hope
you will join. Problem.
Yeah, this main problem. I think I've raised this list of tools the moment. What was this guy's name? Ruben asked us to meet somewhere.
Yeah,
okay, I remember.
And I've put a list of tools that would need to be created just to give a context of the possible agenda of this meeting that actually didn't happen. Okay, anyway.
My point is, so forget about the tooling now, but at least we should ensure that what we are building here is kind of complete, kind of working. So before we jump into, you know, fancy collection, we should actually, I think we should go smaller. even before collections, we should go with basic links, and then maybe following those links, collection.
Are you speaking about the example API now, or?
Yeah, and but whatever we choose, I would actually.
What's difficult in following links?
Nothing's difficult. That's what I'm saying. We should start with simplest possible features for those examples, so that we can ensure that the clients and servers can do the simple things, and then we can go to the harder things. If we go directly to do we subclass or do we do something else with collections, to be specific, that's already too complex, and we've skipped.
No, the basics. I don't think so.
I don't think, especially collections are core.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. If we can't do collections now, I think it's a disaster. So I'll go with collections as well. We'll struggle for something actually that works, and collections is the core, as Angelo said.
I'm not saying that they're not core, but they're not the simplest. We should start with the simplest, and there are more core, more simple pieces to an API.
Yeah, what for example?
In links, we have the hydralink type.
I didn't actually get what this is good for, because everything is a link in link data.
Exactly.
What use case?
I agree.
Describe using this.
What's a link? Okay, hold on.
Okay, from my perspective, I think, Angela, if you are keen to create a pull request to contribute to the API examples, I think you should follow your current needs. What needs to be done on your end, and I personally will try just to help you out with this issue. It doesn't matter what it will be. Is it going to be a collection or something simpler? I think you should follow your current needs.
Yeah, the order we take doesn't necessarily need to be the order we describe it in the cookbook later. We could have more granular, more simple steps if everything is done. And eventually, we will include Hydralink as well, and we could move it more to the top if this is helpful for understanding. But it doesn't matter really how in what order we implement it.
Okay.
But
by the way,
I would want to think of this in a different way. Think of it as your creating this sample API so that it's a it would serve someone who's never implemented Hydra before to build a server implementation. So that's why I'm saying that you don't go from I can now serve a simple JSON with a simple entry point described in the API documentation directly to collections. That's what I'm saying. I know we have this in the spec already, but this is where I would want to go step by step, because we also, if we want to keep this effort in sync with implementing actual servers, this is already an issue that potentially you need to build a lot of, you need to architect a lot of stuff to get the collection implemented as a brand new server.
Okay, I don't know what to say now. I've implemented a server. Okay, I didn't make any changes to this server implementation for quite some time because I was just too focused on the client and the specification. But I don't think the server-side implementations are so much behind the spec and the client. I think you are afraid of things that probably does not exist.
I mean, first of all, even taking even a step back, forget about hydro and stuff. If we can try to focus on actual end result, so not I want a collection of whatever, but I want my API to do something. So that's, I mean, this will probably help us flesh out the requirements for the API.
This is actually what Angelo needs. I want my API to add some movies or to remove them and to serve them.
Yeah, if it's so, but let's keep in mind, let's keep it phrased this way, not, you know, not leak the Hydro abstraction into these requirements.
Okay, so shall we, do you want us to open an issue with this description or?
Some issue discussion. Okay, again, when I'm speaking, I'm not typing and then it's all behind.
Don't worry. Angelo, just try to create a pull request with what you feel is right, what is correct. And this is what pull request is for. Let's just make a brief discussion on the pull request. Once we agree it's okay, we'll merge it. If not, we will evaluate it more, etc. I don't know, maybe something like this.
It would be okay for me to focus on HydroLink first, but then I would like to have some use case for it. So what could I do with it? So
no, good. Actually, now you're challenging my point. So that's fine. But as long as you have a use case that you think is solved by is solved with collections, that's good. But let's start with the abstract functional description, and then propose. You can immediately propose the solution, and then we'll see how they align.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Am I all right to assume this topic is fulfilled? It's discussed enough.
Well, any ideas?
Okay. One more question. I think we had this discussion with Thomas, but anyway. Angelo, this movies API that you are working on, I've just noticed a strange thing. I asked this question on Slack regarding entry point type.
Maybe you can maybe you can start a new topic for this on the.
Maybe it will take too much time. Okay, maybe the other way. Let's move on to the other topics, and once we'll have some free time, I'll ask this question again.
Okay.
Cool. So another topic, probably a quick one. I'm trying to make an attempt to publish this Heracles.ts reference client to NPM. I've created an organization on NPM named Hydra CG, and I'm not sure how to proceed. I did publish some kind of component to NPM some time ago, but I don't know whether it is possible to publish a component under an organization, or is it always a user?
Ooh, I'm not familiar with organizations. I only published as a user so far.
The same here. So that's why the question. I just want to be careful.
I mean, if you not sure about publishing under organization, but I think that it will be then scoped. I mean, I guess it all depends. Just on the name that we want, and then for any given packet, you can assign administration people, you know, that can administer and publish the package. Mm-hmm. So I'll just keep it, keep the name simple.
Yeah, but you mentioned already, shall we go with a scope taken from the organization or just under without any scope?
Oh, I like the scoped approach, indeed.
Actually, I don't like this because it takes longer to type on what to install.
Oh, but actually, yeah, if we call this the, if it's the reference client, maybe it makes sense to keep it scoped.
Yeah, it makes it a bit official then. And
so HydraCG. Oh, shall we use the scope HydraCG or Hydra? I think Hydra is simpler.
If Hydra is available, I would prefer Hydra because hopefully Hydra will not always be in a CG.
Sure. Okay.
I'm afraid Hydra may be already taken.
Probably. I don't know. I didn't check actually. Okay. So I think I know enough. So can we proceed to the last topic? Which is next steps with Hydra console prototype. Currently, this is very early prototype. I've tested it against three APIs. The one that you, Tomasz, published somewhere on your client pages, the one Angelo provided some time ago, and the one Marcus used as a demo for his old Hydra console. It doesn't look very awesome, but it's clean. So I would like to know on how to proceed next. I personally would like to see it's on some kind of better URL than it is now. I just push it in a haste.
Put it on Netlify.
Actually,
it's a single page app, right?
Yes. So I think it should be possible to publish it on the HydraCG domain.
That would be cool, but I'm not sure.
Not possible because we need Marcus for that.
I don't think so. I think he mentions that adding some pages to this site is relatively easy if it doesn't require some server side code.
Yeah, he said push code to one of the other repositories, which is bullshit. Pardon my French.
Oh, we could do this.
Yeah, I agree, but this is some kind of solution. Anyway, I'm not sure whether I shall create a repo on HydraCG now or maybe just let's have it on my GitHub account because, as I said, this is very early stage. I've removed all references for tests. I've just completely ignored any tests here. So how do you feel about this? How should I proceed with it?
Yeah, if this is meant to be the next official Hydra console, we should move it to the Hydra repositories.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with it. Okay, if it's an early stage, we could mention that in the README. But perhaps it gets more attention than perhaps someone will provide a pull request or so.
Okay. Because actually the previous Hydra console was fully on Marcus's private, not private, Marcus's account on GitHub. So it was not in the HydraCG space.
Yeah. So we have the name free at least.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just think it over again. Maybe I'll try to add some tests and fine-tune it, and then I'll try to come with some kind of a repo.
In the end, it doesn't really matter. Just so.
Yeah, probably. But you know, if you are talking about tooling, I think this would be a good start. Okay, anyway, so this would be the last topic. So I could ask this question that I mentioned earlier regarding the entry point typing on Angelo's API. And I think the issue is
my API or on the example API.
Can you make a topic for this on the IRC?
Sure. Okay, because what I found, it was your Angelo's movies API, this screening events Heroku account.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
This one, and I think the similar issue is on the old Marcus's events API example. The thing is that both of you provided a type, the very first resource is off, which is entry point, but actually this resolves to a non-Hydra namespace.
Yeah.
And maybe this is not a direct issue. The issue is that both of you did not provide the correct entry point in the API documentation. And I tried to compensate, and I failed. And the question is it an unintended issue or?
Yeah, of course. I provide a schema.org entry point because I use schema.org as a base vocabulary and didn't notice that it resolves to the wrong URL.
Okay.
But those kind of things happen all the time, I guess. So we really need some developers have to get aware of this. I didn't notice it until now.
Okay.
It's really a bad mistake. I can fix it, no problem. But it's very hard to discover, and then you wonder why things doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Carol, what I said on Slack. If someone would mind typing, I don't see where the issue really is. I mean, I'm not sure what you want to achieve by this what you say compensation. If the link to the entry point isn't there, it so be it. I mean, it's just a link that you cannot follow. If it's not there, that's it. And I don't see how it's either related to the fact that the type of the entry point is non-Hydra URL. There is no such thing as an entry point class, and this is purely API specific.
Yes and no. Yeah, could you repeat, Angelo?
There is an entry point class in Hydra, isn't it?
No.
There is.
Okay.
No, there is. No. Oh, I think there was an entry point type in Hydra.
No, just an entry point, a property, a link to an entry point.
It's just a property which links from the API documentation. There's nothing else because you don't care what type is the entry point. The entry point can go directly to, I mean, it can be personalized. So it can, for example, when you're logged in, it can just go directly to your profile, being, you know, like the home page for whatever request context that you're in. And if it's not there, then you will be screwed in certain situations. But for properly linked resources, it doesn't matter because you will not be using it anyway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I'm totally confused about this. Well, how did we? How did I do this in the Hydra Movies API? I use a Hydra entry point class there, which doesn't exist, obviously. Okay, so
yes,
you can mint whatever URL you want, sure, as long as
it should make some sense. But what is this resource then? if it
I mean, this brings me, you know, back to what I said before, the basics, the minuscule basics, which you start from nothing and you start building an API. You don't go directly to grandiose resources with Uber features. You start with, I want to build a UI. So I build a minimum UI. I start with the entry point and it has some links. This is the first step of building an application. And this is where I would like the API examples to go, to build an application, not draft features, not draft specs. This will be, once we stumble on something that we cannot represent in the API, this is when we start building specification, right?
Yeah.
But this is what Anjali, you did say in the very beginning, that you would want to build the React application for the movies API. This is so this is precise. Those are the points of focus, right? What do you need to get your movies application in React working, custom built using the Hydra representations? And it will, these are the missing pieces, the practical application of stuff. And from experience building the generic console, the entry point is only good for me. I only use it currently for building a static menu. So whichever, this is it. If it's not actually, there, there's no menu, no biggie.
Actually, this was the same case on my side, and actually, I just used what actually server gave me and just replaced the entry point with just a resource that was just obtained, and that's it. Doesn't matter whether it is an entry point or not. Okay, so I think this is interesting. I was quite sure that there was a specific class for this, but my bad.
Yeah, but we don't need it. It's actually an entry point is some abstract thing. As Thomas said correctly, entry point could be the profile page. Entry point could be, and I did this for some time in my screening event API. I used a movie theater as the entry point of the API because I wanted to show screening events of a specific movie theater. But I moved away from this again because I didn't want it to be restricted on one movie theater, but actually have several movie theaters. Mm-hmm. Okay. But now I'm wondering what would be an entry point of our example movies API? What kind of resource do we serve there?
It can be something kind of artificial, just like a collection of links to other places of
which would be an entry point then.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually a schema.org entry point with a capital P. So this would describe such a thing, which is actually an entry point within some web-based protocol, it's called. We could use this.
Okay.
It would, of course, be cool to have a concrete thing to start with. But I'm not sure what this would be. Other than an entry point.
Okay. If I've got you, may I ask another question? I'm struggling with Travis. Do you have any experience with Travis?
What regard are you struggling?
It complains about missing karma.conf.js file, which actually does exist. But for some reason...
In your repository or where? Not in the API example? Or...
No, actually I'm trying to complete a pull request on the Heracles.ts. And I had to replace some mechanisms that were used. I've just removed Karma TypeScript and replaced it with a Webpack and Babel and a few other stuff because Karma TypeScript had issues with JSON-LD that is actually in version 1.5, I think now.
1.6.
I think 1.6. And I've completely changes. Everything works fine on my local machine, but Travis complains about missing the file that actually does exist. So I'm just not sure what's going on.
You can't tell. So
just what ping us on the pull requests. We can then have a look. We've not seen the error, so that's hard to really tell.
Yeah, but the error is very stupid and simple. Actually, you can see this.
Request 61.
Let me just.
I think you can stop recording at this point.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is the end of this call. Okay.
Yeah, almost done.